Imaragai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hi, welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. This week on the program, Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison is sharing with us the importance of having a relationship with God.
Today I want to talk about relationships, and I'm talking about a relationship with the living God. And sometimes it takes a while to develop that relationship with God. And only this morning, only today, I went to minister to a woman with a friend of mine. I was asked to come and pray. And the first thing this woman said to me was, "How do you know when God speaks to you?" And the first thing I said to her was, "You need to build a relationship." And the best way I can describe that is building a relationship with God is when you first meet a boy, or a boy meets a girl, and they fall in love, and you know, all I think about is 24/7 is the girl or the boy. That's all I think about. You see it on TV soaps, you know, they'll come in from being somewhere with somebody, and they, a teenager will walk inside, and the first thing they say, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I got to ring so-and-so. I got to ring my boyfriend." But you just left him. And you want to ring him, what can you possibly say if you just spent the whole day together? And that's what a relationship with God should be about. You need to spend time with God. You stop talking to God and you go somewhere and you need to talk to God again, or you need to tell somebody about him. And I started to share with this woman about relationships, because I said, the very first time you got married, the very first time you fell in love, there was an honeymoon stage where you didn't know each other. People get together and they think, well, they don't really know each other. It's like a mystery tour. You're on your best behaviour. When a bloke first meets a girl and they start going out together, you know, they try to put the toilet seat down when they finish, and they do all these silly things because they're trying to impress the person that they're trying to win. When we start with a relationship with God, we need to go through that honeymoon phase. And we're going to make mistakes in that honeymoon phase with God. We're going to make mistakes because sometimes we think God's telling us to do something. And when you get excited, you want to do all these things for God. When you first get saved, you want to run everybody down. You want to tell all your friends about it. You get so excited, you know, and you can get so caught up in doing things for God. And you get so tired and you get so weary and wore out, you know. And some of the times the things you're doing, God never asked you to do. And so that's where it comes to having a relationship. I'm reminded of a story when I was back in prison. I'd spent months and months with this prison guard. She was the first guard I led to the Lord. And we spent months and months together getting to know each other. And getting to know as I witnessed and shared with her about God. And then one day, out of the blue, she went off to, and she had this party. And a lot of prison guards went to this party. And I was just getting to know this prison guard, and the weekend had finished after the party, and two prison guards come to me and they said to me, "Hey brother, do you know what your sister did on the weekend? She got drunk, she did this and she did that and all that." And I felt hurt because I thought, wow, she was going so good for God, and I felt she let me down. She let God down, she let herself down. And I became very judgmental about it. And I didn't want to talk to her anymore because I felt the relationship had broken down, but it hadn't. And, you know, then I was doing pottery, and I'd made this beautiful casserole dish for another person. Anyway, when it went into the fire and it came out, it was cracked. The first time, you might be able to do something with it. But if it comes out cracked once it's been glazed, you can't redo anything with it. And I remember going to God and I said to God, I said, "This piece of pottery, it's cracked. And this person's coming to the jail this weekend, and I really wanted to give them this piece of pottery." I took a step of faith. I laid hands on the pot. I prayed over it, re-glazed it, put it back into the kiln. And when it came out, a miracle had happened. It actually was complete, and there was no crack in it. It was usable. You could actually use it for cooking. And you see, then God spoke to me. He said, Tony, you cared more about a piece of clay, a useless piece of clay, that you actually laid hands on it and prayed and believed and asked for me to do something. And he said, no, I did it because I wanted to teach you a lesson. You see, I cared more about that lump of clay than I did a fellow human being, a person who was only a brand new Christian. And when you're new Christians, we make a lot of mistakes. Instead of looking at the mistake and being gracious and forgiving and understanding and sort of standing alongside this person, I was judgmental. And then I allowed that judgmental to come between me and them. That's what happens a lot in our society today, especially with teenagers. You know, you see teenagers down the street and they're on their skateboards and, you know they shouldn't be doing it on the footpath because they're going to knock somebody over. But they do it anyway because that's what teenagers do. And as adults, we frown upon them when we see them down the street on their skateboards. They got the earrings on and they got the thing through their nose and, you know, they got things poking out their tongues and all that, and we become judgmental. And maybe we're getting too old. And if these people, you know, they can do so much for God if they didn't have these earrings in their nose or in their ears and their tongues pierced and all that. But you see, it doesn't matter what they're doing because God accepts them just like they are. It doesn't matter if they got a ring in their nose or piercings everywhere. It doesn't matter because, see, God uses people exactly the way they are. People might say, Tony Dennison, well, you reach a lot of people through your ministry. But these people I might not be able to reach, not because I don't want to, not because I can't. It's because God uses different people. And see, we're all not the same. And as Christians, you know, like if we was all like Tony Dennison, there's a lot of people in the world would miss out on being saved because we're all different. And so sometimes God sends me to reach the youth. And a lot of the youth I reach are a lot of the kids that are in trouble with the law because I've been there. I've lived a past of crime. And when I talk to kids about jail or talk to kids about committing crimes and things like that, I know what I'm talking about because I've lived through it and been there and done that. And so when we look at kids that are different or adults that are different, we need to know that God will send somebody along to actually minister to that person. So it's about relationships. We're coming back to this relationship with God.
If I could tell the world one thing, I'd talk about your love. Tell the people everywhere the wonders of your love. I'd play guitar real loud and sing about your love. 'Cause nothing ain't worth nothing much, not without your love. I will follow. Oh, I will follow. Mystery. talk about your love, proclaiming words of prophecy and preach about your love. I pray that all the world would see the wonders of your love, but nothing ain't worth nothing, no, not without your love. I will follow where you lead me, I will go, I will follow wherever you lead me, I will go, follow, follow where you lead me, oh, I will follow wherever you lead me, I will go, I will follow where you lead me, I will go, I will follow wherever you lead me, I will go, follow, follow where you lead me, oh, I will follow wherever you lead me, I will go. If I could tell the world one thing,
how do you build a relationship with God? Well, first of all, we got to talk to him. When you got a husband and wife together or a boyfriend and girlfriend together, if things aren't working out too well, you'll find most of the time is they're not talking to each other. And I don't mean pasta salt, pasta sugar, pasta bread, you know, where's the toilet roll? Do you know where my socks and undies are? You know, I put them in the wash last week. That's not talking. That's not communication. Communication is when you come home from a hard day and you walk in the kitchen and you go smell the dinner. You know, it's not a good idea to come into the kitchen and say, what's that smell? Man, if you want to kill a relationship, that's the quickest way to do it. When you walk into the kitchen, you say, wow, what smells so great? If you say, what smells so great compared to what's that smell, you're going to get a different reaction. Man, I've come home and I put my foot in it sometimes, something smelled really good. And I said, what's that smell? And I get a white look from the missus. Well, it's easy because she is white. She gives me these white looks and I know I've done something wrong. Or I've said the wrong thing. When you're out dating and courting for the very first time, I remember I used to say to her, well, you know, let's go out for a baked dinner. We'll go to the park, we'll have a baked dinner. I used to take baked bean sandwiches to the park. And that was a baked dinner. You're just kidding yourself, because baked beans are baked beans, you know. So I could remember meeting this girl when I first fell in love when I was only at school. And I said to this girl, let's go to the movies. And yeah, being a kind of an old black fella, I said, oh, well, can I meet you inside? And that way I didn't have to pay for her. You pull all these tricks when you're a young fella. But when you get into a relationship, you got to be a bit more subtle about things. You need to say to your partner, how was your day? How did you spend the day? Especially if she's been home with three or four kids all day and she doesn't see another adult. And they enjoy adult company and they need to talk to somebody. So I know when I used to come home, I used to tell her all about my day, how busy I was at work and some important decisions I've had to make in the company that I work for. But I never considered that she needed to tell me about her day. And I didn't take that into consideration a lot of times. When we learn that, we need to do these things. And it's like when you're talking to God, if you're just yap, 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 yapping at God and giving him a shopping list and saying, God, I really need a car today. God, I need money. I need this. I need that. And I need this. God's sitting there saying, well, what about my needs? Why don't you thank me for what I've already given you? Why don't you thank you for the things I've already done in the past? You know, you're not happy with what you got, and if I give you what you're asking for now, you still won't be happy. And so when you start building a relationship with God, like I spend time with God every day, And when I wake up over the morning, I make it a priority to spend time with God. I will pray and pray for other people, and I will pray for myself and my family. And then I will say to God, you know, is there anything that you want me to pray for? And you know, the best way to build a relationship with God is that I start off with worship and I give him thanks for who he is. I tell God, I thank you for all that you are and everything that you've done for me, Father God. I thank you for it. Because when we do things for our children, we go out of our way for our children. We give them the latest Game Boy. We give them the latest phones and everything like that. And they don't appreciate it. They don't say thank you. And you know, when I give my kids something, I expect to thank you. And when they don't say it, I get a little bit ticked. And I get annoyed because, you know, they just take you for granted. And that's what it's like with God. If we don't thank God for the things that he's given us, then we're taking God for granted. So we really need to work on how we interact with God. And if we say to God, well, God, I want you to do this today for me. Well, God wants us to do something for him as well. Not only to worship him, but to do something for other people. The best way to build a relationship with God and to know how to do that is to read the Bible. And even if you only read one verse a day. But you know, when I get picked, open the Bible up, when I say, God, where do you want me to read today? And God will lead me to where he wants me to read today. And then sometimes I can read several chapters of the Bible. Other times I can just read a few verses, whatever God puts in my heart. But it's always relevant for whatever I'm doing that day.
Fighting for control, and I know I should be strong, but it's hard to stand against what I can't see. From somewhere deep inside my heart, a passage is revealed, reminding me to let your word become my sword and shield. And it's comforting to know that the devil has no power over me. I'm where I need to stay, leaning on the promises to get me through each day. I'm finding strength I need at every turn. I'm living in the pages. I'm standing here amazed how long ago you knew the kind of day I'd have today, what I'd be going through, and that everything I need was written down so many years ago. And every day I'm finding out the time is hard to find, and when I lose my time with you, I find the loss is mine. So fill me with your words till everyone who sees my life will know I'm living in the pages. I'm where I need to stay, leaning on the promises to get me through each day. I'm finding strength I need at every turn. I'm living in the pages. Get me through each day. I'm finding strength I need at every turn.
I'm living in the pages. Yes, I'm living in the pages.
It's so good sometimes, like you build relationship with people. And I want to tell you about a relationship. I got a phone call last night from a man who I was in prison with. And over the years, we'd been separated. We met in Maitland Prison. And then we were transferred at different times to another prison, Cessnock. And then we finally finished up together at Grafton Prison. And then Glen Innes. And then he was released. All that time I'd been sharing God with this guy, and I didn't know much about him except from jail. And then I said to him, he knew I came from Moree. I said, if you ever passing through Moree, you always look me up. And I was at work about 6-7 years ago, and this guy came and knocked on the door, and he came to look me up. He had nowhere to live, and I believe he was off his medication as well, and so... And that sort of made it a bit hard for him, and he was disorientated and things like that. But I took him in, I gave him a feed and spent a couple of days with him. I bought him a train ticket and where he told me he lived, and I sent him there, and I spoke to the guard on the train, make sure he doesn't get off the train somewhere else, but make sure he gets off at this place. And when he needs the trains to go back up the coast, can you please get someone to make sure he gets on the right train, because this guy wasn't focusing too well. Only a few months ago, I actually ran into this guy here in where I'm living in Port Macquarie. He started telling me, he said, I'm living at this place, and I'm going to this church and that, he said, all those things that, our friendship that we've had all those years, we're talking a period of 30 years. We built up a relationship over a couple of years in prison. And you know what, he rang me last night and he said, Pastor Tony, he said, I just want you to know that I love you. I just want you to know that, that I care about you and what you do. And he said, my relationship with God has taken a turn for the better. After seeing you 6 weeks ago, he said, and spending that day with you and you're just sharing about God, he said, my life's turned right around, he said, And I'm just so... I just wanted to ring you tonight and tell you that I love you. And I said, man, I love you too, You're a good man. And he said to me, would you mind if I came into town one day and just spent some time with you? And I said, please come. Give me a call. That's a relationship that's built over 30 years. And he feels comfortable to say to me, hey, man, I love you. And I said to him, man, I love you too. I know I can see God working in his life. I can see God doing something. And, it might have taken 30 years for him to get to where he is today. He's not where God wants him to be today, but he's not where he was yesterday. And tomorrow he'll be even closer to where God wants him to be. And that same thing applies to you and me. Today we're not where God wants us to be, but we're not where we were yesterday. And you know what? Tomorrow can only be better. And it can only get better as we trust God, as we put our trust in him. I just want you to know that God is so out there reaching out to us, and we need to reach out and let God come into our hearts. And we need to be able to spend that time in prayer. It's so valuable, that time to spend together with God in prayer. If you can't think of anything to say, just say, God, I love you. And just say, God, I just want you to be in my life, to take control of my life. As you do that, God will step in.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home,
come home.
The music on the show today was a Steve Grace song, Follow, Living in the Pages from Bruce Carroll, and BJ Thomas with Softly and Tenderly. Thanks, Tony, for sharing with us once again. That's it from Tony and me today. See you next week. Don't forget you can find us at King's Kids Ministries International on Facebook. Take care.